Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week, I left everyone with a challenge. I said, start with the word Waterloo. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell two four-letter words you might see in a pharmacy. What are the words?
Aloe and wart, as in St. John's wort.
Correct.
All right, Ian, on October 9th, 1965, Yesterday by the Beatles hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It displaced Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys and was replaced itself 4 weeks later by the Rolling Stones' Get Off My Cloud. And since yesterday was Thursday, today our quiz is about Thursdays.
Okay.
The word Thursday derives from the Old English name for the day, which translates to Thor's Day, named for the Norse god. The word for Thursday in many Romance languages, including Spanish and French, comes from the name of the Roman god of thunder, who also lent his name to a planet. Which god is it?
Jupiter.
It is Jupiter. That is correct, yes. The Spanish word for Thursday is Jueves, and the French is Jeudi, and most Germanic languages derive from Thor, so in Danish it's Torsdag, and in Dutch it's Donderdag.
You can't beat that.
Thursday's child is Sunday's clown. A takeoff of lines from the nursery rhyme Monday's Child are lyrics from the song All Tomorrow's Parties, which appears on the 1967 album The Velvet Underground and Nico. The cover of that album, a banana on a white background, was designed by what pop artist whose name appears on the cover?
Andy Warhol?
Andy Warhol is correct, yes. And early copies of the album, the banana was a sticker that you could peel off and see a banana underneath. And because of the machines that they needed to produce the album, it actually delayed the release of the album, of the record, yeah. Published as the sequel to the 1945 novel Cannery Row, Sweet Thursday is a 1954 novel set just after the end of World War II, and whose title, according to the author, refers to the day between Lousy Wednesday and Waiting Friday. Who wrote Sweet Thursday?
That's John Steinbeck.
It is indeed, and that book was adapted into the musical Pipe Dream, which was nominated for 9 Tony Awards. It lost Best Musical to the only other nominee of that year, which was Damn Yankees. Thursday Night Football, the name given to the broadcast of NFL games on Thursday nights, debuted in its current form on November 23, 2006, with a game in which the Denver Broncos were defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs. As of today, the Broncos share the record for the most appearances on Thursday Night Football, with 9, while the Detroit Lions hold what perhaps less desirable distinction.
None?
They have never been on Thursday Night Football. That is correct.
But they are guaranteed to play on a different Thursday.
And finally, beginning in 1863, via proclamation signed by Abraham Lincoln, Thanksgiving was celebrated on the last Thursday of November. However, in 1941, which president broke with this tradition and declared the next to last Thursday as Thanksgiving, in part to give retailers an extra week to generate sales for the Christmas season?
Franklin Roosevelt.
That is correct, partly because they were in the middle of the Depression, so he wanted to have retailers be able to make as much money as they could. And some people actually began calling the last Thursday Republican Thanksgiving, and the week before Democratic Thanksgiving, and some even called it Franksgiving. Do you have a day of the week named after you? What's it called? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Sweet Thursday. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell two words, one with 8 letters and one with 4, that describe what water does. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike will buck the trend and get back in these same seats this time next Friday.
We will see you then.